was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Hey, welcome to Resurrection Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, we got an interesting story for you tonight. Arresting the criminals. We're joined tonight by a friend, Carl Alfred, who is very much an inspiration to me. He's, the modern-day manifestation of what Patrick Henry would be doing if he only could. Carl, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you very much, Tom. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, you have some news for us tonight. And I'd really like to hear, I'd like the audience to hear the details of what's going on there in Georgia.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot going on down here, and it is going to be a lot of fireworks coming this beginning of this week on July 5th. What we've got is the county commissioners, district attorneys, sheriffs, all of them violating the law at will, and we will now be bringing them to their logical conclusion, which is arrest. So let me give you a little bit of background before we cut too far into the chase.
Yep.
And the background is this. Over the past, 4 or 5 months, you've had me on during that time.
Yep.
You've seen how I've been going after them with the fact that we are dealing with a unlawful, illegal, and completely worthless piece of paper that was written called the 14th Amendment. And every amendment thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Everything that has happened since the Civil War, at the very least, has been done in fraud. And now it's coming to fruition. Because, you see, what we have is corporations running America. From the United States Incorporated down to, the least on the list right now is Henry First Incorporated in Henry County. But there is any number of thousands of corporations in between, all of which are designed for one thing. And that's to allow the politicians to do things that they can't as elected officials.
I can vouch for this. I've seen the corporations and the paperwork, folks. When we'll publish it, gladly we'll publish it sometime after the show, probably in the morning, so that you can peruse through some of the things that Carl's talking about. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Well, it started for me with the wonderful research of my research assistant here, who found three different corporations in two different counties. All three of these are designed to allow, again, the commissioners to do things that they can't do as elected officials. That alone represents a breach of the confidence, malfeasance, and any number of other laws that you can think of. But they don't really think of it as such. As a matter of fact, the county commissioners, they didn't even know that they were on these corporations, or so they say. Well, that all changed when I made them aware of it.
Yes.
In my previous county of Clayton, I brought it to the attention of the Board of Commissioners, and, you know, it kind of surprised them, took them off guard. And the county commission chairman there, Jeff Turner, said, you know, I didn't know anything about this. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, okay, you might want to do a little research. And by the way, go ahead and talk to your county esquire, and I'm sure that he or she will advise you properly on how to get around this. But bottom line is, you guys are operating in fraud. You don't occupy the seats that you're sitting in, and you need to rectify this situation immediately. Well, it took a little while for that to sink in.
It did. I was pleased to have watched that video of that exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I published it, too.
And that was Clayton County. I did the same in Henry County. But unlike Clayton, Henry County has a county commission chairman that is, he mouths the words of doing the right thing. And I think he is trying to do the right thing. He's trying to bring exposure to this as well. So he has been telling God, country, and everybody that would listen that he's not a part of these corporations. Oh, no. The only problem is that in the Articles of Incorporation for Henry County Governmental Finance Corporation and Henry County Office Industrial Park Corporation, that's in the Articles of Incorporation that the commissioners are automatically part of the board of directors as soon as they assume office.
Yes, sir. I would make a statement about that one man, though. It does appear to me, from what you've told me, that he was acting in misfeasance because he had no idea. He should have known, but he had no idea. So really, now that you made him aware of it, and now that he's literally trying to do something about it, would this be our go-to guy? Because it doesn't seem to me like he's trying to perpetuate or continue on. It seems like if it's eating at his conscience and he's trying to do something about it, we should probably do everything that we can to back him up. Would that not be the case?
And that's exactly what I've been doing.
Amen.
The only problem with that is that I have two channels of communication with him, one official and one unofficial. And on the unofficial side, he communicates a little bit more, but he's still kind of very tentative about what he says. He knows that this is a very sticky wicket that he's involved in here.
Yep.
And he's watching his P's and Q's while at the same time in public telling everybody that he's not a part of this. But he can't get off of it. And the actually funny part about it is that since the previous commissioners created this nightmare, actually, it wasn't the previous commissioners, it was the previous county esquires. They designed all this nonsense.
Oh, yeah, they do all the paperwork. I know how that works. My father was a judge, and I am intimately familiar with local politics and how those boards work. So the attorneys do all the paperwork, and then the secretaries bring these stacks of paperwork to them and say, sign here, and they figure, you know, this is their elected official. That's their job to sign them. Unfortunately, what's that dingbat in Washington that said that we have to pass it before we know what's in it? Pelosi. Unfortunately, yeah, they do that these days. But this guy, at least, I'd have to say, you know, at least he's trying.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to say the only other option he would have is to resign. But if he does that, then we have nobody who has a conscience that's going to do anything.
Well, that's why we have to strong arm them, and that's exactly what I'm doing now. Again, I want to reference the wonderful work of my research assistant who found some very interesting things here. One is that you have to look at what the oath of office is for these county commissioners, because it is really kind of interesting. You see, let me pull that up real quick. The oath of office reads, where are we at here? Oh, here we go. Ba-bum, ba-bum, bum, bum. Okay, not there. The oath of office reads that they cannot be holding any state monies, any state funds, when they assume office. What we found is that two of the Henry County commissioners did in fact and do in fact owe the state money and have since 2012, since before the election of 2012, which means that they can't have taken their oath without being in violation because they owe the state money. It's not big sums, you know, $225 there. I don't care if it's $5. Bottom line is that is a breach of their oath, and therefore they need to go to jail. So along those lines, I've been trying to get before the grand jury, knowing full well that district attorney is not going to let me anywhere near them. But I still have to try, because in the process of trying, I catch the district attorney in violating my civil rights, my ability to access through a bailiff the grand jury foreman.
Right.
They have prevented me. So now they're in violation of federal law.
Let's give them the opportunity. I have a feeling you're going to be right about that.
Well, you know, to hell with opportunities. We create our own opportunities. In order to show what has to happen, we have an opportunity on Tuesday night, you see. And Tuesday night is the Clayton County Commission meeting. And as it turns out, of the five commissioners, three of them are also in violation. Three of them are occupying their seats illegally.
Unlawfully.
Both.
Well,
using theirs and our law, okay? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
They are in serious jeopardy right now, because come Tuesday night, I'm going to have a little bit of a following there. And the first thing that's going to happen, if I can be first on the list, which I hope to be, is to declare this meeting null and void because they do not have a quorum. They need three for a quorum.
I love it.
And then the second thing I'm going to do is call for the arrest, immediate arrest of these people for impersonating officials, and also cite the laws concerning these violations of their oath of office. And I've got them all laid out, Tom. You've probably already seen them.
I have, and then by putting it on the record again, you're putting them on notice.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, huh?
Absolutely. Now, why stop there?
I had a feeling that was coming.
Oh, yeah. Since this wonderful ADHD DA, Tracy Lawson for Clayton County, has been such a stalwart for the courts in keeping me from getting this information before the grand jury, well, you know something? She's in violation of federal crimes, so she is going to be arrested. These are going to be citizens' arrests. And I'm going to have, I hope, a lot of hooting and hollering going on in this courtroom as they are hopefully ushered out. And if they are not ushered out, I am going to offer myself and my services. Oh, by the way, the sheriff in Clayton County, Victor Hill, is also in violation of the same federal laws because he, too, has prevented me from getting before the bailiff in order to get my information to the grand jury foreman. So I'm gonna let them know this, that the DA, the sheriff, the deputies that prevented my access, and the DA's investigator are all under arrest, and they are to be taken immediately to the nearest federal magistrate where they are to be arraigned. Now I'm going to call the marshal's office. I'm going to call the FBI, and they need to be there because they need to take custody. And should they not take custody, well, I'm sure that we're going to have at least one deputy that, if he likes his job, best affect these arrests. And if no arrests occur, then I'm going to offer myself to the gallery as the new sheriff.
Folks, I know a lot of people that might be tuning in, they might say, you know, there's this one guy against the system. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I can tell you, as the son of a career judge who has witnessed corruption for decades, I can honestly tell you that what has happened here, as the people have become complacent and these attorneys have become brazen and bold, and they are doing things behind our backs without our knowledge and without disclosure, that are completely fraudulent in nature. They just it, and that's what Carl was talking about here. This sounds, it may sound, you know, fantastic. Well, it is. It finally, somebody's willing to do something. Thank God.
You know, Tom, it's really kind of interesting that all of the people that I know who like to consider themselves to be patriots, at least those in my locale, they're all, you know, chomping at the bits to see me do this. But that's just it. They want to see me do this. They are afraid, as everybody is afraid, to step up and be the man that they're supposed to be.
Brother, if I could be there, you know what I got going on. If I could be there physically to do this with you, I would do it.
Hey, look, I appreciate that, Tom. I do, because it's gonna be well worth the effort. It's going to be videoed. Let me tell you, I can't wait to get that video out. You know, one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to have to arrest me, or they're going to be arrested. There is no in between.
Oh boy,
there is no in between. And I was almost arrested last Wednesday when, again, I tried to get before the grand jury by giving my information to a bailiff. I couldn't even get to the bailiff. I had a former judge with me and two other witnesses. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Former judge and former police chief. Okay?
Wow. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. These are the people that need to be standing by your side. That's great.
And we've got them. And as a matter of fact, the judge, this former judge, he's the one that was going to present to the bailiff the documents. Three of us had envelopes to present, but he was going to do this. As soon as we got anywhere near the grand jury room, the DA came out of the office. She looked at me and said, "Oh, no, Swenson, you're not getting anywhere near the grand jury. No way." And then...
The hell is she?
Well, she is the queen of her domain, of course, and the grand jury's...
She's the queen of the damned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let there be no doubt.
Whew.
But you see, it's going to take this kind of effort in order to force the hand of those that refuse to do their damn job. And I'm sick and tired of that, and I'm not putting it up with it anymore. So...
Oh boy.
The fireworks start come Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. I'm going to be there to make sure that I'm first on the agenda, because I want to shut this damn thing down before it even gets a chance to start.
What's the date today?
Today is today.
Wonder if I can be there.
Yeah, today's the 28th. Yeah. And again, this is going to be on the 5th, okay? So that's going to be next Tuesday night. Anybody listening to this, anywhere near the Atlanta area in Georgia, or Georgia in general, you know, please, for the love of God, go to 112 Smith Street in Jonesboro, Georgia. Meet me there, and we are going to have our own July 4th celebration right then and there.
Patriots, you hear this now. All of you out there that have been asking me, what can I do? Well, there you go. That's what you can do. We can grow a set, and we can stand up like Patrick Henry did and call them out for who they are. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Thank
you. Welcome to the face of the left hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Foodforliberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, Foodforliberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Political committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine. $4 billion a year to murder Palestine. Yo, yo. Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you played for the team and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage, and to be honest, I'm becoming a monster. The asymmetrical warfare declared on people unprepared is sickening and sad. You gotta
welcome
be
back.
Of mind to call these people your friend. Murder your Talmud.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. What an interesting message tonight.
Yeah.
I'm having a real bad echo there. I don't know what that's about. But Carl, do me a favor. Take a few minutes while I handle something here in the studio and explain more about what's going on right after this 4th of July, your 4th of July on the 5th of July.
Independence Day, folks. We've got to have our own Independence Day. We've got our Declaration of Independence. We've got to exercise it. We are the sovereigns of this nation. You don't have to go out and file any documents within any of the de facto jury system, court system, government system. You merely need to do what the LGBT community does and declare your status.
I'm sorry.
Have to do is say they are who they are, and they have their rights. So do we.
And you know, when I heard Lauren Southern of the Rebel in Canada, she had the microphone in the face of a couple social justice warriors, and they were arguing about, you know, the intersectionality and all that crazy Marxist stuff. And they were trashing her for being so tough on transgender. And she says, well, really, I self-identify as an attack helicopter, so I find that offensive. Well, guess what? Carl Alfred self-identifies as the real sheriff because he's got the coyunes to actually do the job.
Somebody's got to do it.
By golly,
the people, they are the slaves, and the sooner they understand their slave status, the sooner we can get them out of it. And this is the place to start. I got to tell you, folks, that my research assistant only looked at two counties, the two that we're deeply involved in. This is across the board. This has the ability or the potential of shutting down the entire state complex of county commissioners. We need to round them all up. We've always known this. We've known that it's a criminal cabal. We've known that they're doing things in secret that they should never be doing. So, by God, we're not going to settle for it anymore.
Well, you know, I have to take a second to plug Bruce Ray Riggs for House in the 11th Congressional District of the state of Florida. And I have just released one of our campaign flyers that has LaVoy's insignia on one side and the Ron Paul Revolution symbol on the other. You want to know where we stand? People like Bruce stand with people like Carl. People like Bruce stand with people like LaVoy. People like Bruce stand with the Bundys to protect their grazing rights. They're not privileges, folks. Their rights are, these rights are being slaughtered, cut, eviscerated right in front of our faces. I have patriots sending me emails. I have people calling me, ringing my phone off the hook. What can I do? What can I do? If you are 150 miles or more from Georgia, be there. I'm going to be there if I can. I don't know if I can. I have a commitment, but I'm going to try. I'm at least going to try. And if I get arrested, so be it. Abba fanabala.
Yeah. I want to go to the Board of Commissioners in Clayton County meeting on Sunday, and I've got some crime scene tape that I'm going to decorate the door in and do a little live report from there. So that's going to kick the festivities off. Folks, we're going to have fireworks on the 4th of July, and we're going to have fireworks on the 5th.
Hey, you know what? The fireworks that you're going to do on the 5th is a real celebration of Independence Day. Because I'm tired of eating barbecue on Chinese paperwork, watching Chinese fireworks, celebrating our independence that we don't even have. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your president's work directly for the crown, truly. I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Of the bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to China, homie. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship and then persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it, man, it'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict,
free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off,
but have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end.
It's never gonna change.
United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude.
Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast. We're on the line with Carl, Alfred. Oh, and you know, one of the things that I love about Carl, one of the first videos that I ever saw of Carl confronting these folks was wearing a ministerial collar and representing the Patrick Henry Board of Review. Of all things, I never heard an organization title that gave me so much inspiration. Yeah, everybody knows that listens to my show. Patrick Henry is my favorite founding father. Why? Because he had the culunes to walk in and say, "I smell a rat." Carl, love you, man. I love you. Doesn't get any better. Anyway, so it looks like July 5th, this is on. And folks, I have to tell you, this is what it's going to come down to. We're down here running a campaign, and we've put everything into it. So I need you to go to PayPal. My email is tomlacavera@gmail.com. You can go to paypal.me /RTR Truth Media, or you can go to resurrectorepublic.com. Click on resurrectorepublic.com. Throw me some donations, because we're really needing it now. You know, I've made this clear, and we need the donations here to be able to do these boots on the ground activities. I'm going to try and be there. I it depends upon my audience. If they back me, I'm there. If you guys knew what I was doing on the ground, I would be getting the financial support would be coming in. But anyway, let's get back to the show. Carl, you still with me there?
I am, and I want to thank RBN, Restore the Republic, and Dirty Uncle Sam for having me on here tonight. It's really important that this message get out, and get out fast. However, yes, you can spread this, spread it. This needs to be the next revolution that this country sees, because we've got them in our sights. We have them there, and we're not going to let them out. So,
yes, sir.
So this is the deal. This is the real deal. This is no this is no funny business. Okay, I'm totally serious about this. These county commissioners are acting in fraud. They are imposters, just like every level of government is. They are all imposters. Are you still on the road, Tom? Yeah. Okay. Look, they're all imposters, and we've known this.
I concur.
So let's quit talking about it, and let's do something about it, and let's do something as a unified voice.
I fully agree.
If the UK can do it, for the love of God, we can too.
Brexit. How about UNEXIT? UNEXIT.
How about HEXIT with Henry County?
There you go. There you go. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier. They had gotten, I don't know how they got a hold of my number, but they got a hold of my number. One of my listeners who very enthusiastically loves Bruce and our content, our research. And she called me up. I'm glad that she got a hold of me. But she was saying, you know, she feels inspired by at least
There are people out here who are willing to put it on the line time and again. And, you know, I hear people calling in and I hear them saying, you know, what can we do? What can we do? You can get behind people like us, because I can tell you this, folks, if it takes throwing yourself on the gears, people like Carl and I are your front line. And if you don't support us, then you better just, you know, turn the radio off, go to bed, watch cartoons on Sunday and watch the football game and pretend that none of this is happening until the MRAPs are on your street. You heard last night how we had a guy who had been fully in paying up every month, was SWAT team evicted because he knows they're fraud. That was it, that really he knows they're fraud, and they know that he knows it. So they came, and it's terrorizing. And I'm going to tell you how it's terrorizing. They lured him away from the house and arrested him over at a storage unit while they were SWAT teaming his wife and children. These people don't even have the courage and the honor to SWAT team a man. They have to do it to women and children. That is what pisses me off to a level of pissed off that I can't see straight.
Well, look, every level of government right now is implicated and is involved in this corruption, is involved in this criminal imposter status that they find themselves in, and they have no choice but to cling tenaciously to that which they have created. It is up to us to loosen that grip and get them the hell out of the seats that they occupy and put people in there that are, in fact, constitutional representatives.
Yep, republic form of government.
If you want a republic, look, it doesn't matter, folks. If you are an American national, what you say you are, you are. And what you want this country to be is what it will be, not what somebody else tells you it has to be. We can make whatever modifications we have to make sure that the sequence of events that led to this never, ever happens again. But we don't have time. We've got to do it now.
And if the Marxists are rising, folks.
If you don't believe me, look to what they did to Lavoie. Look to what they did to the Bundys. Look at what they're doing to people like Schaefer Cox, to Randy Due, to Charles Dyer.
Ken Scott. Charles Dyer, yeah.
They are taking out leaders. They are taking out leaders because they are afraid. They are afraid that these people, we are going to mobilize and we're going to put an end to this.
Carl, I watched Gretchen Carlson on Fox News, supposedly a conservative network, turn around and say that we need common sense gun control and that we don't need the AR-15 to hunt. She's falling. Now, look, I've told my audience all about the neoconservative movement that was founded by openly admitted Trotskyites. This is no secret. You can Google it. Don't take my article for, you know, just Google it. These are communists, and they wear the clothing of sheep, but they are ravenous wolves. They want to take away everything that we stood for, to leave a shell, to make you something to believe in. My stepfather sits and watches that garbage on Fox, and it makes me sick knowing that he's being propagandized. You know, it my mom, thank God I was able to wake her up, and she was happy for it. Not at first, I might add. It took me a couple years. Once she came out of it and she could truly step outside of it and see the buzzwords, hear the buzzwords, the Marxist critical theory, all of the PC talk. Not one time on Fox have I heard one of their representatives say, why are we using the term PC? Is that not a creation of Karl Marx? Why are we using it on a conservative network? I'll tell you why. They are Trotskyites. That's why.
Yes, they are. And you know where they have their roots, Tom? They have their roots in one, oh my God.
Babylon?
Adam Weishaupt.
There you go.
He's pretty much the father of all of this communist nonsense we see before us, this progressive BS that we're dealing with. And I don't know about you, but I'm just flat tired of it. I don't know who wants to be a slave, but folks, if you are a U.S. citizen, that's exactly what you are. Yes. And if you listen to Bruce Ray Riggs, he will confirm this to no end. As a matter of fact, I turned over to Bruce the first certified copy that he ever got of the 1957 Georgia Memorial to Congress.
Oh, we've been laying on that for 2 years now. Yes, sir.
Yep, and I also want to say that for those of you who don't know all of the particulars about what's going on here, you can go to the Scanned Retina, that's scannedretina.com, and just do a search on my name. You'll find all the information you need there, especially the later stuff dealing with the dialogue I've been having with these commissioners, okay, and the DA.
Go, Arnie!
Yes, Arnie is the man. And right now, Arnie is starting something, trying to get people to join us in being American national. American national sovereigns. Make your declaration. And let's start this on a nationwide basis. And let's take this thing back. But to get it off, to kick off the festivities, to bring on the fireworks, let's get it started on July 5th right here in Clayton County, Georgia.
Hey, if transgenders are allowed to self-identify as something that they're, well, not, I guess that means that I can self-identify as a constitutional state citizen.
You are who you say you are, period. Nobody tells you. Nobody tells me.
I'm really just a child of God is all I am. I'm not, you know, I don't even believe in the, unless the governors of the states are willing to do what you're doing, to stand and take a rigid stand, I just call myself at this point just a child of God telling the truth.
And that's all I've been doing because I, like you, I believe in a bloodless rebellion. And I believe this is the way we do it. We find out what they have been up to, and then we just go in and arrest them for doing it. Because, folks, I mean to tell you, I don't care how egregious the crime that you discover, it's going to be nigh near impossible to get any DA or any sheriff or any police officer to arrest the criminals in public office.
Hey, you know, some of the amounts that you were talking about, they don't seem to be that much, right? But let me ask you something, folks. If you get pulled over on the side of the road by a state trooper or a police officer and you get written a $250 speeding ticket, what happens if you don't pay that ticket? You go to jail. We go to jail every day, people like us, normal folks. We're held accountable to freaking infractions of a revenue generation system that provides us no safety or protection.
If you don't have a problem with there being a dual justice system in this country, then you need to get back on the porch and watch what happens. Because there is. They are not held accountable. And why? Because they think they're immune from prosecution by virtue of their corporate involvement.
Yes.
Well, guess what? When they step into the corporate realm, which they all have, they step out of the elected realm. They have no immunity, period. And I'm going to prove that come Tuesday night.
Brother, I hope to be there with you, but if I'm not there with you physically, I'm there with you in spirit, and we will cover it.
Yeah, well, you'll have the video, because I am going to be bringing the camera along for that. And, you know, there's going to be quite a few people there, let there be no doubt. But I need that place to be swarming with patriots. I need it to be swarming with American national sovereigns. I need you to declare who you are, and they can go straight to Hades.
Yeah, straight there. They're already there. They're bringing us with them if we don't do something about it.
Look, guys, I'm not calling for anything. I'm not calling for a takeover. I'm not calling for a any kind of armed resistance. We don't need that.
Nope.
We can operate in a lawful fashion and accomplish the same thing. It's taken a long time getting to this point.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
As Jake said to Elwood, we're on a mission from God.
That is exactly right. Where's my sunglasses?
Oh, I wish I had some Blues Brothers queued up. Oh, I'll never forget that. We're on a mission from God.
And that's exactly right. That is exactly right. I feel his hand on my shoulder all the time. I don't know where he's guiding me, but he's guiding me, let there be no doubt. And the only thing that we need is the passion and the belief. If you believe in yourself, if you believe in this country, if you believe in what this is supposed to be, then it is so. Declare it as being so. And it is. Declare it to God. Declare it to your neighbors. Declare it to whoever you have to. But don't bother to declare it via any printed material. Wow. Hold on.
We're getting that's probably me. So don't worry.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm sending messages to Mike in the back door here, and we're connected to a call together. So just
me and the Lord.
Okay, hold on a second. As we hang on,
we're on a mission from God.
Thanks, Mike.
You found it. Good.
You found it. Hey, Mike. Let me tell you something, folks. Mike is my producer, and this guy, I can type him a message on my thumb and send it to him, and five seconds later, he's got what I need. I love Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Heck of a job, and heck of a job in putting these shows together. You know, you guys do great work. We're going to have people like me crop up across the country, and we need to stand behind them when they do this. I don't put myself in the same category as LaVoy Finicum, but we need to have that mindset. We have to have that mindset.
Well, you know, I personally spent time with LaVoy, and he was about one of the most even-tempered, laid-back people, but steadfast in his belief that enough is enough. And I can't say I disagree with him or anything that he did. They were on their way to meet with the sheriff, for Pete's sake. For a sheriff. And they ambushed him. Ah, son of a...
Yeah, I have that sticks in my craw to this day every time I think about it. There was absolutely no reason for that. They literally murdered that man.
Yes, they did.
And since they control the judicial system, the people that murdered LaVoy Finicum will walk free as they always do.
Hey, they'll walk free on this earth. On this earth, they'll walk free.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not even going to say that because you know what?
It ain't over.
It ain't over yet. But
okay,
if they manage to live out the rest of their natural lives, trust you. Trust me. They are going to have to face the Maker one day, and I don't think they're going to like where they go.
We don't have a choice here, folks. If we don't stand,
we got to do it.
Don't stand up as men and women. And stand our ground and make sure that they are held accountable for the violations against us, against our property, against our children, and against our persons.
And against our authority.
Especially,
I don't know what these people don't get.
Look, in the counties I'm dealing with, they have a chart. It's the pyramid of power. And on both of these counties, the pyramid starts at the top with the people.
Yep.
And that's the way it is. That's the way it always has been. And that's the way it's going to be again.
Or we're going to die trying.
What other choice do we have?
None.
Please tell me, because I don't know. I don't know.
None. After what they did with LaVoy, that did something to me, dude.
Yeah.
And this is what I said. I've said it. And I don't care. I've said it on social media. So if they ever have a warrant for me, I guess I'm going to get SWAT team too. But I've said it very plain and very clear. I watched first the FBI fire at at LaVoy with his hands wide up in the air. No question about that at all. They fired first upon an unarmed man with his hands up in the air.
Yep.
Okay. Once they did that and then lied about it and then caused the man's death, because not only that, I personally, the firearm that I saw in the report, look, I hung out with the man. I never saw that gun. So yeah. There's something wrong. There's something wrong with that story, too. And if you look at the video, darn, I wish I would have uploaded it, but I'm going to grab it again. Very zoomed in, very close angle shot. It very clearly appears as though they planted something upon his body. I don't buy the fact that he was reaching for a gun, because I know LaVoy. If he had had enough, if he had reached his red line, he would have come out blazing. He's not going to stand there with his hands up in the air and give you an opportunity to pick him off and make Swiss cheese out of him. That's not the man he was.
Nope.
It's just not. If he had thought that the line had been crossed, there would have been an agent hurt, but there wasn't. He was trying to give himself up because he had two women in the truck and draw the rifle aims at him and away from the ladies in the truck. I know how the man thinks. I spent time with him, broke bread with him. I know how the man thinks. I see these people talking about LaVoy like he's some crazed lunatic. These people don't know him. They never met him, sat down, looked him in the eye. He had liberals, and I'm talking hardcore liberals, that came up there to do stories. One followed him around a couple towns till he found him. He's just given a radio interview. And these guys, after spending about an hour with him, all walk away with smiles and give him a hug before they leave.
Okay, look, let's cut to the chase.
Badly propagandized.
Let's cut to the chase real quick, like, okay? The only way we're going to succeed is with numbers. The only way LaVoy lived is with numbers. He didn't have them on that deserted road. So had he had a caravan of people there, it would have been an entirely different situation. But this is the lesson we need.
Curtis.
This is the lesson we need to learn. And that's why I get on these programs and I make the call. You know, I have no problem doing this on my own. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. But I'll tell you what, mine is but one voice. But when my voice is amplified and force multiplied by a bunch of other people there, guess what? They must respond. And they're going to have to respond, because they're going to have a meeting on July 5th that's not going to get off the ground. It's not going to get off the ground. They do not have a quorum, and arrests need to happen right then and there. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. And God bless each and every one of you for listening to this, because you're gonna see the rest of the story.
Yes, folks, and that's going to be it for this show tonight. We're going to have to run something this next hour that, trust me, you're going to like it. Okay? But I have some business that I just pulled up at a gate, and I'm being let in. I'll give you guys more information about that tomorrow. Go to Resurrect the Republic, support this effort, or stand up and get there to Georgia yourself. God bless all of you, and I'll see you next time. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
Thank you, everybody.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering
offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.